everyone. Welcome to our first and last ever TCast podcast. My name is Seth Ahrensburg, and I will be joined by my fellow classmates, Tim Myers and Kyan Healy.
How's it going? My name is Tim.
And I'm Kyan. Hope everyone's having a great day.
So, today we will be discussing the highly controversial topic of global warming.
Global warming has been a worldwide issue for the last 650,000 years.
So, it is safe to say it's been going on long before you were born, before I was born, and before we all were born.
Okay, Seth, that's enough. Let's get down to business now. Right now, global warming has been a key issue throughout the world today, as it's been for many years. There are little things that us as people can do in our everyday lives to help global warming in a positive manner, but in reality, we can only save so much water or so much electricity in our daily lives.
Yeah, I really agree with that. We may be able to do some little things here and there, like conserve energy, although I personally believe that one of the biggest factors in causing global warming comes from big corporations that tamper with releasing the atmosphere.
Like Tim was saying, those little things like turning off the water when we are brushing our teeth or cutting our shower times by a few minutes can go a long way for saving water.
Yeah, saving electricity is just as important as saving water, too. Doing the small and seemingly insignificant things, like unplugging something when you're done using it or turning off the lights when you leave the room, will surely help the environment if we as humans all contribute.
And that electric bill will be a lot less overwhelming.
Okay, Seth, that's enough.
Okay, all right. But as humans continue to keep wasting water and energy, these big corporations like NRG, NACO Energy, Chevron, etc., they have to produce more energy and burn more fossil fuels to create energy.
And if you didn't know, burning fossil fuels pollutes the air. It releases sulfur dioxide, which is not only bad for the environment, but it's bad for public health.
We are only talking about human health. You're talking about all health.
Kyan, did you know that one of the seven wonders of the world, the Great Barrier Reef, is disappearing?
I do now, sir. Why is it disappearing?
Well, when these companies like the ones I mentioned...
Go fuck yourself.
If burning fossil fuels create energy, polluting the air and causing temperature change. Temperature change causes the coral bleaching, which causes these natural beauties to die off, sadly.
Why would these companies keep burning fossil fuels, then?
Because it's needed around the world. People need energy to power their homes and cars.
But there are more eco-friendly ways to fuel our homes and cars.
Yes, that's true, but things like solar panels and electric cars are way too expensive. Burning fossil fuels to create energy is way faster and easier of a process to create energy.
I want to add how cleaner transportation systems also have been playing a major factor in global warming.
Yeah, I truly agree with that because there's so many cars on the road in this day and age that the cars emit so much carbon dioxide that it kills the air and environment around us.
What can we do to fix this problem, though? The number of cars driving on the road is increasing by the second, and people also continue to enjoy driving, so it could take a while for this problem to be solved.
Well, that's why there's all this road work being done trying to create more ways to spread the cars out and create a better transportation system.
Yeah, it really brightens my day to know that the government is working on cleaning up these roads to create a better transportation system. This will slowly but surely clean up the environment and fix transportation systems.
I just want to wrap up this podcast with saying how cruel I think these companies are. They are just thinking short term.
They want to produce energy and make money, but they're only thinking of themselves. If they continue to do this, the Earth is going to deteriorate, and there won't be any resources left to keep fueling our everyday lives.
It is so sickening for me to think that there might not be a world for my grandkids, my great-grandkids, to successfully live on.
If this entire planet switched to solar energy, we would be fine. We would never run out of solar. But I guess we will always take the cheaper alternative route. We'll end up destroying this beautiful planet I love so much.
Aww, it's okay. Right. There's some very good people on this planet, and there's some very bad people on this planet. Hopefully the good people will take a stand, as we are doing right now.
With that being said, I'll go ahead and sign off for this episode. This is Tim Myrick.
And I'm Kyan Healy.
And I'm Seth Ehrenberg. Let's remember that this world is full of people. Let us protect it. Thank you. TKS podcast complete.